Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
It's Hot 1027 Breakfast on a Monday morning. Now time for Hot Cares.
Now, today's story is a lovely one because we venture out into the wild. That is with elephants alive, our big and sometimes scary pachyderm friends. Now, we received a letter from a Hot 1027 listener alerting us to some of the work that Elephants Alive has been doing on their socials. Now, what they focus on, and they're mainly based in the Kruger National Park's western boundary, is deal with what's now becoming called this conflict window. You'll remember there was flooding in the Kruger National Park not too long ago, and that has impacted fences and the barriers between these protected areas where the elephants were and where people are living. So it really does bring together, and not in a good way, elephants and humans, specifically the humans living there, subsistence farmers and the like. So the human-elephant conflict is being attended to by Elephants Alive and a range of their partners who are assisting with really innovative ways to curb the elephant behavior of crop raiding. And of course, an encounter with an elephant can also very possibly be quite dangerous. But the strategy that they employ is also a costly strategy, but that's of course where Hot 1027 and Hot Cares can make a meaningful difference. And so I'm joined on the line by the CEO, co-founder and principal researcher, Michelle Henley. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Bunny. How are you?
We received a letter about the incredible work that you do at Elephants Alive. And I think anybody listening obviously wants the best possible outcome for coexistence. We want our kids to be able to, come to the Kruger National Park and see these incredible beasts in their natural habitat. So just explain to us why this, I see in this letter, it's kind of been called a conflict window. You've described what the elephants are doing, but obviously, you know, there's some kind of intervention that has to be done that doesn't include culling, obviously. What is some of the strategies that you're employing to try and kind of bridge this divide and make it so that we can coexist?
That's a very good question. So, you know, elephants, when they get outside of protected areas, especially if those are highly populated areas with people or subsistence farmers, they're very smart animals, and then they try and crop raid, mostly at night, because they actually don't want to have conflict with people. But they're big animals and they have big appetites, so it's inevitable if there's no barrier that they're going to try and crop raid. So we've taken about 8 years to develop a strategy to try and mitigate conflict and push elephants and people into more of a coexistence framework. So one of our first steps is to collar elephants so that we get a situational awareness of how often are they moving into human-dominated areas, how often are they crop raiding, how big are their group sizes when they do this, when do they go back into the protected areas. So that's actually the first and foremost and really important part of the strategy, which is quite a pricey one. And then we engage with the community. So how do they feel about the elephants coming to crop raid? What do they see as solutions? And just start those conversations and also get the different tiers. So in other words, we've got a program where we take grandmothers and introduce them to elephants. And we also have a youth program where we have certain literature on how you can protect your crops, educational literature. We do questionnaires to get a real understanding of how people feel about living with elephants. And then, because elephants are big and they can be dangerous, it's really important to offer safety to people. So we've got an elephant shepherd unit, which is like a rapid response unit that operates the minute there's a conflict report or a crop raiding incident. They try and go to that area as soon as possible. And then if it's a collared elephant, it's so much easier because then they can ambush the animals before they actually reach the crops.
Nice.
So then frighten them away with non-lethal methods, which are mostly chili-based or capsicum-based, because elephants don't like chili.
Okay.
And then they can be prevented from crop raiding, or they can even be herded back to the protected areas.
It really seems like quite a vast ecosystem of partners, obviously
yes,
all working towards the same goal. And I think anyone listening can agree that coexistence is so important, but it really does boil down to making sure that we're getting them collared. And this obviously comes at a great cost. And looking in this letter here, That there was an incident where you got a 25,000 rand donation towards flying time, and a foundation covered the vet fees, because there's also vet fees involved in getting them collared. But it looks like an old collar was deployed due to the emergency, and it's now run down and you need another collar. And this is just one of the many elephants that need to be collared.
Yes, that's correct. So, you know, that first step of actually understanding the elephant movements and how they move and navigate these landscapes is critical. And that depends on purchasing a collar for 66,000 rand. That's what they cost now. Mm. The helicopter fee can, depending on where we have to work, can be easily between 20 and 25,000 rand. And the vet fee, also depending on how many elephants we're working with and how many darts hit the elephant, can be between 15 and 20,000 rand. So it's a very pricey but very valuable first step in the whole process to coexistence.
Well, we've got probably the world's most generous listeners, and also have a passion for wildlife as well. But as we are looking through the story from Elephants Alive and the many elephants that you need to collar, we do know that, you know, it's one step at a time. So here on Hot 1027 and with Hot Cares, we'd like to step in and assist with a new collar and those vet bills up to the value of 79,000 rand to get the show on the road with this elephant. And hopefully our listeners will also be bridging the divide in their capacity.
Oh, that's fantastic news, Bunny. I can't tell you how grateful we are. Thank you so much.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.